The Billionaire's Unexpected Proposal, Evelyn and Derek. Chapter 21. A week later. Evelyn felt like half of her burdens had lifted after she finally moved out of the hotel and into her apartment. The past week at work with Derek had been surprisingly drama-free and pleasantly uneventful, so much so that she was still finding it hard to believe considering how he had made her believe he was going to be flirting and seducing her throughout the duration of their arrangement. Judging by the way everything was going smoothly and how she had yet to run into Michael for the past week, she was beginning to think that Lady Luck was on her side, and she could only hope that it would remain that way for the remaining 3 weeks of the arrangement. Arriving at the office, Evelyn's brows pulled together when she entered the office and saw that Derek was nowhere in sight, but his coat hung on the coat hanger letting her know he had come to work. Deciding to confirm with his secretary, she went out to ask, and when the secretary told her he stepped out a while ago without mentioning where he was headed, Evelyn decided to go get his coffee before he returned. She was surprised when she approached the coffee kitchen and saw Derek coming out from there, carrying two coffee cups in hand. "Good morning, Eve. How are you?" he asked, and Evelyn resisted the urge to roll her eyes. Even though he had been on his best behavior, he had kept referring to her as Eve, and now, she was no longer bothered by it. "Good morning. Meant for Mr. Stone. I was just CA. Was just coming to get your coffee. Are you expecting a guest?" she asked curiously, wondering who the other cup was. "I have been expecting you. I figured I'd get us both coffee today seeing how you were running late," he said, handing her a cup. "Is this your way of scolding me for being late?" she asked, amused as she reached to take the cup from him. As Derek handed her the cup, he smiled at her. "No. I am not scolding you. There are better ways to do that. Besides, you've not been a bad girl," he said with a wink, making her heart skip a beat. "Thank you," she muttered as she looked away from him, her heart racing. "You're welcome always, Eve. Let's head back to the office," he said, and she nodded as she followed him back to his office, neither of them saying a word to each other. "You don't seem to have a lot to do today. I suppose I can leave early," Evelyn observed 30 minutes later as she looked at the appointment journal the secretary had handed her for the new week. "You can leave after my lunch meeting," Derek said, and Evelyn frowned. "A lunch meeting? Your secretary didn't mention anything about it." "That's because she doesn't know about it either. It was an impromptu arrangement," he cut in, and she nodded. "I see. So, where is the meeting taking place?" Evelyn asked as they took their seat. "You don't have to worry, I will drive us there," he said, and she nodded. As they left for the meeting after noon, Evelyn couldn't help but be curious about who they were meeting and what the meeting was about. "Mr. Stone, if you don't mind me asking, who are you meeting? Where is the meeting taking place? And what is the meeting and out?" she asked, glancing at him as he drove. "Are you ever going to stop calling me that?" he asked with a curious, ignoring her question. "Am I supposed to?" she retorted. "Yes, you should. We are old friends after all. Besides, I'm your employer," he said, and she snorted. "Could have fooled me," she muttered. "What do you mean?" he asked, and she sighed. "Asterisk nothing at all. I'm going to keep referring to you as Mr. Stone because that is your name. We are not friends, and I have no intention of being friends with you. Not now, and certainly not in the future either. Let's keep things formal," she said firmly. "You're a tough nut to crack, you know," Derek said, and she shook her head. "That's where you got it wrong. I'm not a nut for you to crack in the first place. So quit trying," she said, and Derek nodded. "All right. So, it's been a week already. I'm curious about your findings so far. What have you learned about me?" he asked, changing the subject. Relieved by the change of subject, she paused, considering his question. "Well, I've noticed a few things," she began cautiously. You have a very hands-on approach to leadership. It's clear that you're deeply involved in every aspect of the company, which is commendable, and it makes me wonder how you've managed to keep away from the public eye for so long," she said, and Derek chuckled. "It would have remained so if you hadn't shown up," he said confidently. "It's good to know you're paying close attention and you're being objective too," he said, not bothering to say anything to satisfy her curiosity. "It's what I'm good at," Evelyn said, making up her mind to find out why he had stayed away from the media for so long before the end of the arrangement. "I'm curious to see more things you're good at," he drawled, and Evelyn sighed dramatically, making him chuckle. "You didn't answer my question about the venue of the meeting, who you are meeting, and why. Shouldn't I know what to expect?" Evelyn reminded him, steering the conversation to safer grounds. "Why the hurry? We are almost there, and you will find out soon enough. But I can assure you that you will like the restaurant," he said, and Evelyn rolled her eyes. Send the PY did he sound like he had chosen place with her in mind? It wasn't like they were going on a date. Date, she mused, but said nothing. Once they arrived at the charming deluxe restaurant, the hostess greeted them and led them to their reserved table. Evelyn raised a brow when she noticed it was a table for two, but before she could ask any questions, Derek held out her seat and she sat down. She waited until Derek was seated before looking at him with a raised eyebrow. "Where is the client? Are we too early? And why are there only two seats?" she asked suspiciously as a waiter brought a bottle of champagne and glasses. Derek checked his watch and shrugged. "He's probably running late. When he arrives, we will leave you here and go to a different table to speak privately while you observe. Let's order lunch while we wait." "I'm famished," he said casually, and Evelyn hesitated, looking at him suspiciously. "But wait. Someone could see us and misunderstand. I don't think it's a good idea to have lunch with you while you know my identity, their opinion doesn't really. The people who know my identity won't care about seeing me with you, and those who don't, matter, does it?" he asked, his eyes glinting with a mix of amusement and determination. "What's the champagne for?" Evelyn asked as he poured the wine into their glasses. "To celebrate your return into my life. The celebration is long overdue, don't you think?" he asked, and she frowned. "Did you deliberately bring me here for this? Or is there really a meeting with a client?" she asked, giving him a pointed look that demanded nothing but the truth. Derek held her gaze. "It's our first date," he confessed and watched with amusement as a spark of anger ignited her green eyes as she started to push from the table. "I'm not doing this with you," she said as she rose and picked up her handbag. "I told you, Eve. I wasn't going to keep things professional. If you want me to flirt with you openly at the office, I will do so. Suggest you sit down and have lunch with me," he said calmly. "Are you threatening me?" she asked, glaring at him. "But if you don't?" "I..." Derek shrugged. "You can call it whatever you want, Eve. 6 years ago I let you have your way with me. Now I'm going to have my way with you whether or not you like it. You can call me a jerk or whatever, but I intend to have you, Eve. So, you can either let me treat you as a gentleman or I will go about it the other way," he said, lifting his glass to her in a silent toast. Evelyn hesitated for a moment, torn between calling his bluff and walking away, and taking his threat seriously. She didn't want him to flirt with her openly, especially not at the company. "Ise a good girl and sit your pretty ass down, Eve. I gave you a week to settle down. Now I'm just getting started," he said with a roguish smile as he picked up the menu and decided on what to order, while Evelyn inhaled deeply and let it out slowly to calm herself as she sat back down. Chapter 22. Evelyn sat down, trying to suppress the anger boiling within her. She didn't know what infuriated her more, Derek's arrogance or the fact that he was right she couldn't afford a scene at the company. "Fine. Let's get this over with," she muttered, picking up her menu and pretending to be engrossed in it. "That's the spirit," Derek said, his smile widening as he signaled the waiter over. They ordered their meals, and the atmosphere at the table was thick with tension. Evelyn focused on her breathing, trying to keep calm and collected despite Derek's presence. She knew she had to play along, at least for now. "So, tell me, Eve, have you gotten a place yet?" he asked, attempting to strike up a conversation as their drinks were served. "Not your business," she muttered. "I don't suppose you are still at the Orchid Hotel, are you?" he asked, and her eyes widened slightly in surprise, making him smile. "What? You thought I wouldn't know where you moved to after leaving my hotel? I don't intend to have you disappear on me ever again, Eve. I plan to keep my eyes on you this time," he said, and she nodded. "I will keep that in mind," she said quietly. "So, how do you like your new apartment?" Derek asked, and she raised a brow. "Are you stalking me?" she asked, and he grinned. "I guess you've moved into an apartment now. What's it like? Do you like the place?" he said, pleased with himself for getting her to answer his question indirectly. Evelyn took a deep breath. "What will it take for you to stop all of this?" Derek shrugged. "Give in to me. Give in to you. Do you think because you have a hot body and a sexy smile you can do whatever you want?" she asked, and it was only when the words left her lips that she realized what she had said. Derek grinned. "Yes, I think so. And I'm pleased to know you find my smile sexy and my body hot," he said with a wink. "I didn't mean I find you appealing in any way." "Oh. You find me appealing too. Aren't you full of compliments today?" he asked with a chuckle, and she closed her eyes and took a deep breath. "It's fine. My apartment. I like the place," she said, deciding that it was best to answer his simple questions since avoiding them seemed to be making the conversation more complex for her. Derek grinned. "Just fine? Come on, you can do better than that. I bet it's cozy and suits you perfectly," he teased, leaning back in his chair. Evelyn forced a smile. "Yes. It's everything I need." Derek studied her for a moment before nodding. "Good. I'm glad you found a place you like." Their food arrived, and Evelyn was grateful for the distraction. She focused on her meal, determined not to give Derek any more ammunition. But he wasn't done. "You know, Eve, I never really understood why you left without a word 6 years ago." "Not even a thank you," he said casually, taking a bite of his food. Evelyn stiffened. She had been dreading this conversation, but she knew it was inevitable. "I had my reasons," she said, keeping her tone neutral. Knowing Derek, it was better she answered his question, else they were just going to keep going around in circles and he wouldn't give up. Derek's eyes narrowed slightly. "Reasons you could not share with me? You didn't even tell me why you were in that state or anything." "Why?" "It wasn't the right time," she replied, hoping to shut down the topic. "And when would be the right time?" "Now," he pressed, leaning forward. Evelyn put down her fork and met his gaze squarely. "No. Not now. Not ever," she said as she raised her glass to her lips. Derek's expression hardened for a moment, but then he sighed and leaned back again, studying her. "I've been curious about something for a while now. Where have you been these past 6 years, Eve?" Evelyn almost choked on her drink when she heard the question. It had caught her off guard as she didn't expect him to ask her that. She looked up to find Derek's gaze intense and unwavering, and she decided to not let him know she had left the country the next day after sleeping with him. "I was around until 4 years ago," she replied vaguely. "You were in this city for 2 years." Derek pressed, leaning forward in his chair. "How come I never saw you or ran into you? I've been looking for you since that night, Eve. I was as if you disappeared into thin air," he said, and Evelyn's heart skipped a beat. "Why were you looking for me?" Please don't tell me anything ridiculous about falling for me at first sight, she said with forced bravado. Derek grinned, I've been with lots of women, but you're the first that made me feel so alive in longer than I remember. Lust shot up her spine like lightning, and before she could prevent it, the memory of their wild sex together rushed back to her and made her feel weak. That had undoubtedly been the best sex of her life, and merely thinking about it made her horny. But she quickly reminded herself what had led her to that decision. It was a man like him. His cousin, for that matter, whose deception had broken her so badly that she had almost gotten into an accident. She had no room for love or such desires in her life. That's bullshit. Simple honesty, he said, intrigued by the emotions that had flickered through her expressive green eyes. She had hoped to avoid this conversation, but it seemed inevitable. Perhaps it was time she put an end to all this talk about their past. She thought and then cleared her throat. This arrangement is not for us to revisit the past, Mr. Stone. So, I'd rather we focus on that, she said firmly, trying to steer the conversation back to their professional arrangement. Are you just going to pretend it never happened? He asked, his voice low as he fixed his eyes on her. I thought we were over this already, she asked, exasperated. He shook his head. Not by a long shot. I told you I plan on making you mine before this arrangement is over, he said, holding her gaze. Evelyn also held his gaze, her eyes steady. For the sake of this project, and both our sakes, I hope you abort any of those plans you have skimming in your head. I already told you nothing you do would work on me, so it's best you return to being professional. Why? Derek asked curiously. Why what? Evelyn asked with a frown. Why are you resisting? Why don't you want to give me a chance? Derek asked curiously. I'm simply not interested. So, you should quit wasting your time on me and channel it somewhere else, Evelyn said flatly. Do you always have sex with random men you're not interested in? He asked, holding her gaze. I didn't have sex with you because it was you. It was nothing personal, Mr. Stone. I would have had sex with just about anyone as long as he had something dangling between his legs. I didn't pick you out specially. You just happened to be available, she said with a shrug. A mix of hurt and anger flashed in Derek's eyes, and to keep himself from saying anything hurtful, he looked away from her as he picked up his glass and took a sip of his wine. Watching him, Evelyn could tell that her words had hurt his ego, but she tried not to feel bad about it. I don't know about that, however, I do know I will make sure I have you in my bed again, he said, and Evelyn felt a shiver run down her spine at his words. Do you know who I am? She asked, doubtful that he knew she was his cousin's ex-fiance. I don't care who you are, Eve. I want you to know that I'm not letting this go. We have unfinished business, and I intend to see it through. There is no business between us, Mr. Stone. There never was, Evelyn said firmly. This time Derek chuckled softly. Keep telling yourself that, Eve. But we both know that's not true. You started the business between us, and I intend to finish it. She looked away, unwilling to engage further. The rest of the meal passed in uncomfortable silence, and Evelyn couldn't wait for it to be over. As they finished their lunch, Derek signaled for the check and then turned to her. I have a proposal for you. Evelyn raised an eyebrow, wary. What kind of proposal? He leaned in, his eyes locking onto hers with an intensity that made her heart race. Give me a chance, Eve. Let me prove how much I want you. She stared at him in disbelief. You can't be serious, she said, wondering if he had memory loss problems or if he was just trying to get on her nerves. I am. I've never been more serious about anything in my life, he said, his tone earnest. Evelyn shook her head. You're delusional if you think I'm going to fall for this. Why not? What are you so afraid of? He challenged. I'm not afraid. I'm just not interested. She snapped, feeling frustrated. He smirked. We'll see about that. The waiter returned with the check, and Derek paid without another word. As they left the restaurant, he looked at her. You're heading home now, right? Where should I drop you off? He asked as he signaled to the valet to get his car. Thanks. I will take a cab, she said, not wanting him to take her home. Suit yourself, he said, and she gave him a nod. I will, she said as she took out her phone to book a cab ride. I enjoyed our date. Let's do it again soon, he called to her as he got into the car a moment later. Evelyn's mind was racing as she watched him drive off. She needed to figure out a way to deal with Derek and his relentless pursuit without jeopardizing her job or her sanity. Chapter 23. The next day, Derek was as professional as ever, but Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling that he was watching her every move, waiting for her to slip up. She had to stay vigilant and not let her guard down. At the close of work, she felt a sense of relief wash over her as she made her way out of Derek's office and headed for the elevator. She was relieved that Derek had behaved himself and not caused any unnecessary drama. All she had to do now was do her best to keep things this way for the next 22 days and soon it will all be over. Her thoughts were interrupted by a familiar but unpleasant voice calling out her name. Evelyn. Evelyn. Evelyn took a deep breath as she turned to face Michael, praying for the patience to deal with him. It's really you. What are you back here for? He asked as he strode towards her, his expression a mix of surprise and annoyance. When Sandra had informed him that Evelyn had checked out of the hotel, they had both assumed that she had returned to wherever she came from and they didn't have to deal with her anymore, but seeing her here now, on his way to Derek's office to remind him once again of the anniversary which was coming up the next weekend, Michael couldn't help but feel annoyed. What's your business with my reason for being here, Michael? Why do you concern yourself with my business? Evelyn asked, looking trying to keep the irritation out of her voice. You know where this is, don't you? This is Stone Corp. I not only work here, but this place belongs to my family too, so your presence here is my business. What are you doing here? Michael demanded, his tone sharp and condescending. Taking a deep breath, Evelyn decided to wham him off one last time. You don't own the place, Michael. Stay out of my... Didn't Derek make it clear he wouldn't grant your magazine any interview? Why are you still coming around? Or do you plan to seduce him into falling for you like you did to me only to break my heart and cause me so much embarrassment? He asked, his tone bitter. Unable to help herself, Evelyn scoffed, I don't have the time for this nonsense, she said, deciding to ignore him since she was already losing her temper hearing him speak that way to her. As she turned to walk away, Michael grabbed her hand. Hey, I'm still talking to you, he said as he pulled her back. There was no way he was letting her ignore him like she had done the other day. Evelyn jerked her hand free, and she smiled sardonically as she met his gaze. Don't tell me you're not over me yet, Michael. That would be too pathetic, don't you think? Seeing as I haven't even spared you a thought in all this time, she asked, deciding to bruise his ego. Michael blinked, wondering why she sounded like someone different and why she was speaking to him in that manner. I don't have any feelings for you either. Good. That means you shouldn't bother yourself with me. We have nothing in common. We are basically strangers, so stay out of my way. I won't let a bitch like you anywhere near my cousin, Michael spat out. What if he is the one who wants to be near me? She asked with a sardonic smile. What do you mean by that? He asked, feeling confused. What can you really do if I decide to seduce him? Are you going to stop me? She asked with a smirk and Michael's frown deepened. What a... Are you up to? Are you really trying to seduce Derek? He asked in utter confusion. Here's a little advice for you, Michael, Evelyn said as she stepped closer to him and adjusted his tie, Why don't you go ahead and tell your cousin who I am? Please, do me a favor and tell him. I'd like to see how he reacts to that, she said with a challenging glint in her eyes. What is wrong with you, Evie? You've changed so much, Michael said, feeling bothered by her behavior. Hearing him call her that, the smile slid off Evelyn's face as she dropped her hands. This is the last time I will be cordial with you, Michael Hills. I'm going to warn you for the last time, stay away from me, and make sure that whenever you see me, you act like you don't know me, else I'm going to make things very unpleasant for you. Evelyn warned, her tone serious, and without another word, she turned around and walked away. She had no desire or plan of letting either him or Sandra know that she knew what they had been up to. That would make her the pathetic one. Had run away because of them, and she didn't want that. She would rather they continued to delude themselves into thinking she was the villain than let them think of her as their victim. She knew she wouldn't keep hidden forever. But for now, she planned to keep it to herself. When the name was right, she would expose them both if they refused to stay out of her way. A.M. She was curious to see if he would tell Derek about her, and she was even more curious to see how Derek would take the news. What would he do if he found out he had slept with his cousin's wife-to-be a day before their supposed wedding? What would his opinion of her be? Would he still want her? Would he still want to do the interview for their sake, or would he back out? The didn't care about him not wanting her or him having a bad opinion about her. All that mattered to her was for him to keep to his word and do the interview. After that, she would gladly disappear from his life, since she wanted nothing to do with anyone who was related to Michael. Chapter 24. Michael's jaw was clenched in anger as he watched Evelyn's retreating figure, and his eyes were dull with confusion at the same time. He couldn't help but wonder what had happened to Evelyn 6 years ago and why she changed so drastically from the sweet girl she used to be. What was she up to? He mused as he turned on his heel and headed for Derek's office, his anger barely contained as his mind raced with questions. Why was Evelyn still involved with the company and with Derek? What was Derek thinking? Why did she sound like she had personal business with Dirk? Derek looked up from his desk when Michael barged into his office without knocking. Did something happen? Why do you look that way? Derek asked, his expression calm and unbothered. I should be asking you if something happened. Why did I just see that lady here again? I thought you said you wouldn't do the interview. So, why did she come back here? Michael asked heatedly. Derek's expression remained neutral, but there was a hint of amusement in his eyes as he couldn't help being amused by Michael's irritation when he was the one being asked to be interviewed. Is that why your hackles are up? I'm considering granting her the interview, he said, and Michael's eyes widened in disbelief. You're doing what? Why are you suddenly considering having your face out there after all this time? Why Empowered Magazine? Why not the People's Times? You know how close I am to the Quins, yet you turned them down when they asked, so why now? Why her? Michael asked infuriated. Derek raised a brow. Since when When do I answer to you? Derek asked, his tone cool and authoritative. Michael hesitated, realizing he might have overstepped. Look, Rec, all I'm saying is, if anyone deserves a chance to interview you, it should be the People's Times. They have a wider reach, a better reputation, and also they're good people, Michael said, and Derek's eyes flashed with irritation. I think you are forgetting that this is about me and not you. It's my choice who I choose to work with, Michael, not yours. Questioning my decisions or choices. I have chosen to do this with Empowered Magazine, and that's the end of it. Derek said in a tone of finality. I don't need you. Michael's face tightened with frustration, but he knew better than to push further. Derek was stubborn, and whenever he made up his mind on something, his decisions were final, and challenging him would only lead to more conflict. He sighed and nodded. Fine, Michael said, his voice strained. "TM sorry one overstepped. I was only looking out for you because I trust the people's dailies more," Michael said, and Derek nodded. "Understand. But I'm curious about something. Do you know the lady from Empowered personally?" he asked, recalling Michael's interest in her the last time and wondering why Michael seemed so agitated at the prospect of him letting Evelyn interview him. Michael opened his mouth to tell Derek who she was, with hopes that he might change his mind, but he hesitated when he remembered Evelyn asking him to tell Derek who she was. He had no idea what she had planned, but he wasn't going to play into her plan. He needed to talk with Sandra first. Thankfully, before he could come up with something, Derek's phone rang. "I will be on my way out," Michael said and walked out without bothering to answer the question. Michael stood outside Derek's office, looking at the door, his mind a whirlwind of anger and confusion before continuing out. As he got into the elevator, he couldn't help but wonder what Evelyn must have said or done to get Derek to agree to do the interview. With a sigh, he pulled out his phone and dialed Sandra's number. "Hey boo, what's up?" Sandra asked immediately when she received the call. "Are you out of the office? Can we meet now?" Michael asked as he strode out of the elevator and beated for his car. "What's wrong? Did something happen?" she asked with a frown, sensing that he wasn't asking to see her because he kissed her but for something else, something serious. "I ran into Evelyn again," Michael said, and Sandra raised a brow. "At StoneCorp? Or where?" she asked curiously. "This isn't something we should discuss over the phone. Meet me at my place. I'm headed home now," Michael said, and Sandra nodded. "Fine. I'll be there in 10 minutes," Sandra said before hanging up. Michael sighed as he got into his car, and as he drove home, his mind churned with anger at being dismissed not only by the bitch Evelyn but also by his fool of a cousin, Derek. He was going to have to teach the two a lesson, he thought as he drove off. Only after he had driven for some time did he remember that he had forgotten to talk to Derek about the anniversary party, the reason he'd been on his way to the office in the first place before running into Evelyn. As though reading his thoughts, his phone rang at the moment and he scowled when he saw it was Derek before he received the call. "Yeah. I understand that you're close to the Quins, and you're disappointed I'm letting another magazine do the exclusive, so how about I grant your favor instead? Would that appease you?" Derek asked, since he didn't want Michael to feel too bad. "What favor?" Michael asked grudgingly. "The anniversary party. I will honor their invitation and make an appearance there for your sake. That should be good enough for you, right?" he asked, and although Michael still wasn't pleased about his decision to grant Evelyn the interview, he agreed that this was better than nothing. "Yes, it is. Thanks, Rec," Michael said, deciding to settle for this until he figured out what was going on between Derek and Evelyn, and found a way make Derek change his mind about granting her the interview. Chapter 25. Sandra's mind was filled with questions as she drove down to Michael's place. Ever since their phone call, the major thing she had kept asking herself why Evelyn had not reached out to her since she arrived in Lutus, and why Evelyn had to leave the hotel. Where was she staying? Why was she back after 6 years? What did she want? Why was the interview with Derek Stone important to her? The moment she arrived at Michael's house, she punched in the passcode and walked in since she knew he was expecting her and there was no need for unnecessary formalities between them. The moment she walked into the living room, she saw Michael, lounging on the sofa with a glass of whiskey in his hand. Although he was still wearing his work clothes but had taken off his jacket and loosened his tie. "What is going on, Mike? Why did you sound that way over the phone? Did Evelyn say anything to you? What happened?" Sandra demanded as she joined him on the couch. "Before I say anything, I have news. One good news and one bad news. Which do you want to hear first?" he asked as he raised his glass to his lips. "The bad one, I guess," Sandra said after a moment's pause. Derek has agreed to do the exclusive interview with Evelyn, Michael said flatly, and Sandra stared at him in disbelief. He did what? Why would he do that? Didn't you say he said he was not going to do it? Sandra asked, rising from her seat. That was what he said. I have no idea what that bitch did or said to him. I'm so fucking mad at everything right now, Michael said bitterly. Taking a deep breath, Sandra returned to her seat, calm down and tell me exactly what happened. How did you find out about Derek's decision? Did he tell you? Or did you hear it from Evelyn? Derek, that fool, told me so himself. He said he's considering granting her the interview. There is hope then. The key word there is considering. We can change his mind, Sandra cut in, relieved. I know Derek. The only reason he would have said that is because he has made up his mind, Michael said and Sandra frowned. Why would he do that? Why Evelyn? Didn't you tell him who she is? Sandra asked in confusion. No. I haven't. Not yet. Why not? You should have told him who she was the moment he told you he was considering doing the interview with her. I don't think he'd be so willing to have anything to do with her if he knows she is the bitch that broke your heart. And who knows? If he cancels his arrangement with her, he just might consider letting me do it now that it seems like he is ready to reveal himself, Sandra said thoughtfully. You have a point. I was going to tell him but then I changed my mind when I remembered what Evelyn said, Michael said and Sandra raised a brow. What did she say? Sandra asked, and Michael told her all about his encounter with Evelyn. That bitch. I'm sure she was only bluffing. What makes her think she can seduce Derek or have him? Sandra asked, seething. She seemed so different, Sandy. I can't place it, but she was like a different person, Michael said, and Sandra snorted. How different can she be? She's still Evelyn. All I need to do is find a way to meet up with her and I'm sure I will easily find out what she is up to, Sandra said confidently. Michael shook his head, you should know that she isn't the same Evelyn, else why hasn't she reached out to you yet since she got back? You were her best friend, Michael pointed out. Sandra sighed, I've been curious about that too, but seeing how she hasn't reached out to either of our parents I guess it's nothing personal. No matter how hard I try, I still can't seem to wrap my head around how she could change so much overnight. 6 years ago everything was perfect. I never gave her any reasons to doubt me. You even talked about how ecstatic she was when she tried on the wedding dress. We talked over the phone and everything was fine. How could she change so drastically? The rest of his words were cut short when Sandra slapped him hard across the face, causing some of the whiskey in his glass to spill. What did you do that for? Michael asked, his eyes burning from the sting of the slap and anger. Is that gibberish you're ranting about important right now? Who cares why she chose to call off your bloody wedding? We are talking about now. The present. Not some fucking past, Sandra hissed. If you were smart you'd know that we need to understand what happened and why she changed in order to know why she is back and what she is up to. What if she broke up with me 6 years ago because she suddenly thought that she'd rather marry Derek the heir to Stone Corp? What if that's the reason she is approaching him now? Michael snapped at her. Sandra pursed her lips as her brows furrowed thoughtfully. You think so? You think she is interested in Derek? She asked and then shook her head. That doesn't sound like Evelyn. She's naive and gullible. She isn't the type to plot. Neither was she the type to call off a wedding she had been dreaming about for long and walk out on her family. Michael cut in harshly. Sandra took a deep breath. You might have a point, Sandra said, feeling a surge of fury. Whatever her plan is, this isn't good. Not good at all. We can't have her do the interview or get too close to Derek. You need to find out why Derek agreed to this. Ask him. You think I didn't? I asked, but the arrogant fool wouldn't answer my questions, Michael cut in. Evelyn should have remained wherever she was. Why did she come back? 6 years ago, she ruined our plan just when we were about to achieve it, and now, 6 years later, she's about to do the same. I hate that bitch. Sandra hissed, frustration bubbling up inside her. Michael's expression darkened. This time, I'm not going to let her get in my way. I will kill her with my bare hands if I have to, Michael said, his determination hardening into something more dangerous. By the way, what was the good news? Sandra asked when she suddenly remembered. I guess Derek felt guilty. He called on my way home to say he would attend the anniversary to make up for doing the interview with Evelyn, Michael explained. Sandra's eyes narrowed and then she snapped her finger, that is it? I think I've gotten it, Sandra said, and Michael raised a brow. Gotten what? Sandra sat beside him, when next you see her, follow her. We need to find out where she lives now. That way I can befriend her, just listen, she said before he could interrupt her. I'm going to find a way to get Evelyn to attend the anniversary party, and while we are there at the party, we will make Derek find out who she is naturally. That way you can act like the scarred ex who didn't want to reveal the ex who hurt you to your beloved cousin. I'm sure he would cut her off and would want nothing to do with her after that, she said, and Michael nodded slowly, his anger giving way to a cold, calculated resolve. But what if they do the interview before then? Don't you think the purpose has been defeated then? Michael asked, and Sandra smirked. Not at all. The interview was never our end goal, remember? The goal is for me to get married to Derek, we get rid of him and his parents and together we take over StoneCorp. Exposing Evelyn that way is to make sure Derek wants nothing romantic to do with her if she plans to seduce him. Also, we can stop the interview if we want. All we need to do is come up with ways to discredit her. Let's drive a wedge between her and Derek now, Sandra said, and Michael nodded thoughtfully. We have to look for a way to make her seem untrustworthy and unprofessional in Derek's eyes. If we can plant doubts about her work ethic in Derek's mind, he might reconsider the interview, Michael said, his eyes gleaming with a renewed sense of purpose. You're such an evil genius, Sandy, Michael said with a grin as he cupped Sandra's face in his hands and kissed her lips. Sandra giggled, when there is a will, there is always a way. We can take care of Evelyn, she said confidently. I think I already know what to do, Michael said with a smile. Sandra raised a brow. Tell me what you have in mind. I will be needing your help, he said, and Sandra smirked. You know I will do whatever I can as long as it takes her out of the way, she said, and Michael nodded. Good, he said as he went on to tell her his plans. By the time he was done, Sandra was giggling happily, and you said I was the evil genius. I know this is going to work. Evelyn won't know what hit her when we're done with her, Sandra said, and Michael smiled smugly. Come on, why don't you tell me how much of a genius I am on the bed? He said suggestively, and Sandra grinned. Of course, boo, she said as she led the way to the bedroom. Chapter 26. Evelyn arrives at the office the next day with a sense of determination mixed with caution. Even though she had acted all brave during her exchange with Michael the previous day, she sort of worried that Derek might back out of the interview if Michael told him who she was. She had no plans of letting him back out of their arrangement. Not after she had spent over a week doing his bidding and following him about the place like a puppet. As they rode the elevator, she clung to the hope that Derek hadn't reached out to her since the previous day, so that had to mean that nothing had changed. Working in StoneCorp was tasking in a lot of ways, and she couldn't wait for the 1 month to come to an end so she wouldn't have to worry about seeing Michael or being seduced by Derek anymore. Once she got to Derek's office lobby, his secretary gestured to her to go in as usual, and she took a deep breath as she stepped into his office. Good morning, Mr. Stone, she greeted when she saw him focused on his desktop. And she held her breath as she waited for him to look up. She was curious to know if Michael had said anything to him or not. Derek glanced up and flashed her a quick smile. "Good morning, Eve. I need a moment to respond to an email," he explained as he returned his attention to his desktop. He didn't have any with him. Seeing how busy he was, she decided to go get him coffee as usual since he did. "I will go get your coffee then," she said, and without waiting for a response, she headed out to the coffee room, needing the mundane task to steady her nerves. It seemed like Michael had not said anything to him. Why didn't Michael say anything? Or did he? Was Derek merely ignoring what Michael had said and choosing to honor their agreement? She mused as she walked into the coffee room. The machine hummed softly, filling the room with the rich aroma of freshly brewed coffee. She poured a cup, added the exact amount of sugar and cream Derek preferred, and carefully carried it back to his office. "Your coffee," she said, and Derek looked up from the desktop, a faint smile playing on his lips. "Thank you, Eve," he said as he reached out for Evelyn to hand it to him. "Hey." He took it from her, he let his fingers brush against hers, lingering just a moment too long as he held her gaze. The contact, although expected, made her flinch, and in her haste to pull away, the coffee cup slipped from her grasp. The cup fell on the desk and some of its contents splashed onto Derek's lap and soaked some of the documents on his desk before the ground. Cup hit the. Seeing this, Evelyn's heart skipped a beat as a wave of anxiety washed over her. "Oh my, God. I'm so sorry." "Bag for her handkerchief," she exclaimed, quickly digging into her. She couldn't believe that in her worry about Michael's conversation with Derek, she had forgotten to keep her guard up around Derek. How could she have momentarily forgotten that even though he had been on his best behavior the previous day, he was still very unpredictable and could switch when the least expected, just like he had done with the whole lunch thing? She mused as she quickly grabbed the tissue box and placed some of them on the desk to soak the coffee. And then she went around the desk and dropped to her knees, dabbing at the coffee stain on his clothes, her face flushed with embarrassment. "I'm so sorry," she repeated. When Derek didn't say a word after some time, she raised her head to look into his face, curious to know why he wasn't even stopping her from fusing over the stain or making any attempt to check the damage done to the documents on his desk. Evelyn's brow pulled together when she was met with an infuriating grin. "Why did you stop?" he asked, his voice low and teasing, causing Evelyn's frown to deepen as she wondered why he would be smiling that way in a situation like that. She glanced back at her hands which were resting on his thigh and immediately, she snatched her hands when the realization of how intimate the scene appeared hit her. Evelyn's face turned crimson. She stood up abruptly, throwing the tissue paper into the trash can beside his desk. "I think I've cleaned it all out," she said, stepping back to create some distance between them. Her pulse raced as she tried to regain her composure. Before she could move further away, Derek's hand shot out, grasping her wrist. "I don't think so," he said, pulling her closer, his eyes holding hers captive. "We are in your office. Anyone could walk in on us right now, and this wouldn't exactly tell well of either of us," Evelyn said, looking away from him and trying to sound reasonable despite her thumping heart. Derek grinned. "I don't know what you are talking about," he said as he dabbed at a stain on her blouse. "You also have some coffee stains on your clothes," he pointed out. "Oh. Thanks," she said, looking flushed as she withdrew her hand from his and stepped away. "I will take care of it myself." "Thanks," she said again. "I think my thigh is scalded," he murmured as he rubbed his thigh. Concern colored Evelyn's eyes. "Tim, sorry. Maybe you should go to the hospital." "It's okay. I don't think it's that serious. Just get me another coffee while I change into something else. I have some spare clothes in here," Derek said, shifting back to his professional mode when he saw she looked worried. Evelyn nodded. "What about the soiled documents and the floor?" "Don't worry about it. My secretary will take care of it. Ask her to come in on your way out, Derek said, and Evelyn gave him a nod before walking out of the office. She let out a deep breath when she shut the door behind her and quickly informed Derek's secretary that Derek wanted her inside. By the time Evelyn returned with the coffee, he had already changed his clothes and his secretary was not in sight. So, what is on my schedule for today? Derek asked, and Evelyn went on to read out his schedule for the day. By the way, where is your secretary? I didn't see her outside earlier. Evelyn asked curiously. She went to get me something for my thighs, he said, and Evelyn's eyes widened. I'm so sorry. Wall. If you are, go on a date with me, Derek suggested. No. Okay, he said with a grin, choosing not to press since he had a plan in mind already. Chapter 27. Michael, who had been thinking all morning about how to get more information on Evelyn and Derek's interview arrangement, decided to go speak with Derek's secretary since he believed she would know all about their appointments. If he could find out the next time Evelyn would be stopping by to meet with Derek, then he could easily arrange to tail her when she leaves. He frowned when he got to Derek's office lobby and saw that his secretary was not in her seat. Why was inside the office with Derek, and not wanting to leave without getting the information he came for, he decided to. Assuming that the secretary was go into Derek's office. He knocked once on the door, and without waiting for a response, he opened the door and stepped in. He stopped in his tracks when he saw Evelyn seated there with Derek. Although her presence ignited a spark of anger in Michael, he didn't let it show and instead, he pasted a polite smile on his face. Derek and Evelyn, who had been in the middle of a conversation, looked up when Michael walked in, and Evelyn suppressed a scowl. Asterisk, I wasn't expecting you this morning. Derek said as Michael walked further into the office after closing the door behind him. I'm sorry to barge in. You don't have to apologize, Derek said, and then turned to Evelyn, whom he thought had no idea who Michael was. Eve. This is Michael, my cousin, and Michael, this. There's no need for the introductions. We already met, Michael said, turning to smile at Evelyn, who couldn't help but wish she could knock the smile off Michael's face. Really? Derek asked, giving Evelyn a questioning look, and Evelyn offered a polite nod to Derek. Yes, we've met. I will be waiting outside since you have company, she said as she rose. Derek gave her a nod, and she walked away, her movement graceful and composed. As the door closed behind her, Michael turned back to Derek, who gestured to him to sit down. Are you having the interview already? Michael asked as he sat down. Derek shook his head. No, not yet. Evelyn is working closely with me to get a better understanding of me. I want her to be as objective as possible in whatever she writes. At the end of our month together, she would have gotten all the answers to her questions about me, and the interview would merely be a mere formality, Derek said, and Michael nodded, suppressing a delighted smile. He was more than pleased with this information since it meant he and Sandra had ample time to put their plan into motion. That sounds thorough. I guess this is your way of controlling what is put out about you, he said, and Derek nodded. Exactly, I would hate for false news to be put out there, Derek said, and Michael nodded. That makes sense. Anyway, I stopped by because I wanted to thank you for agreeing, said, and Derek waved it off. It's the least I could do, Derek said, and Michael nodded. To attend the anniversary party, why with me? It means a lot, he. Thanks once again. I will get going then and leave you. You to your work, Michael said as he rose. Did you really come all the way here just to thank me? Derek asked, and Michael chuckled. Or. Course. That's so tell you how much it means to me that you honored my request. It's not an easy feat getting the elusive Derek Stone to attend a party. And it's even more satisfying knowing that you'll be making your appearance at the party before the interview, Michael said, and Derek chuckled in amusement. As long as there won't be any cameras or interviews at the party, we are good, Derek said, and Michael nodded. Nothing of the sort. Only premium entertainment, Michael assured him before heading for the door. Things were falling. Were falling into place perfectly, Michael thought with a satisfied smile as he stepped out of the office. When he saw Evelyn seated in the waiting area and busy with her phone, he approached her, his expression carefully neutral. "Hello, Evie," called, and Evelyn looked up, her face unreadable. "He thought I ask you not to talk to me when you see me," she asked irritably. "Why are you so mean to me, Evie? Shouldn't I be the one behaving this way towards you? You're the one who broke things off between us, not Inc. We don't have to be enemies just because things didn't work out between us. Whatever I did to make you change your mind about marrying me, I'm sorry. And you should know I didn't tell Derek about our past, so you can relax. I don't mean you any harm. I still want what's best for you," he said, and Evelyn's lips curved in a mirthless smile. It was obvious he was playing the victim and trying to pretend to be good to her. She needed to be cautious now more than ever. She thought as she looked at him, her brows perfectly arched in a questioning manner. "Am I supposed to thank you for doing me a favor?" she asked, and Michael shook his head. "I didn't say that. I'm just trying to say we should forget the past. You know what? Why don't we catch a drink sometime? You know, clear the air properly," he suggested, and Evelyn's smile faded, replaced by a steely look. "I don't know what you're thinking, but that will never happen. If I plan to ever catch a drink with you in the future, then I wouldn't have bothered calling off our wedding in the first place. I do not want anything to do with you, not now. Not ever," warned in a slightly raised voice, and Michael raised his hands in a gesture of surrender as he stepped back. "Keep your distance, Michael," she. "Okay, okay. No need to raise your voice." "Point taken," Michael said, and then turned and walked away, his mind already working on the next steps of their plan. Evelyn watched him leave, suspicion clouding her thoughts. What was Michael really up to? And why wasn't he telling Derek about their past? Why was he trying to act nice? She mused. Should she just go ahead and tell Derek about their past? Chapter 28. Long after Evelyn's exchange with Michael, she kept thinking about their conversation and wondering why Michael had chosen not to tell Derek about their relationship. What was Michael thinking? What did he want? Why was he suddenly being friendly now when he had seemed so bitter towards her in their first two encounters since they met at the company? These were the questions that kept whirling in her mind. Derek, who had noticed her absent-mindedness and had been hoping she would come to him with her worries, decided to ask, unable to bear seeing her so worried. "Are you okay, Eve?" he asked, snapping a finger in front of her. Startled, she looked at him. "Did you say something?" she asked apologetically. Seeing that she had not heard him, Derek asked again, "You've been distracted all day. Is there something bothering you?" Evelyn shook her head. "No. Everything is fine," she said as she glanced at her wristwatch. She was relieved to see that it was almost time to leave. "Are you sure?" Derek asked again, and she nodded. Although she was worried about why Michael was hiding their history and had considered telling Derek herself, she still wasn't sure how he would recl. As much as she would have loved to tell him about it herself, she didn't want to risk him changing his mind and deciding to call off the interview. It was best she played cool until the end of their arrangement so she could do the interview and leave. Maybe after the interview, she would tell him about it if Michael failed to do so by then. "Yeah. I'm fine, just tired. When can I leave now since there's nothing left to do and it's a few minutes to your close hour?" she asked as she rose, carrying her handbag. "Why the hurry? I could drop you off if you want. I wonder why you keep offering when you know I'm going to keep saying no," she cut in, and Derek smiled. "I told you I don't give up easily," he said, and she rolled her eyes. "I'm going home. See you tomorrow," she said, and headed for the door. Just as she got to the door, Derek stopped her. "There's something I forgot to tell you about," he called, his tone casual yet commanding, and she turned to face him, her expression impatient. "What is it this time?" she asked with a roll of her eyes, expecting one of his silly antics. "We will be traveling together this weekend for a business meeting," he announced, leaning back in his chair, his eyes gleaming with an unreadable expression. Her brows furrowed slightly and she gazed at him, searching for any sign of mischief. When she didn't see any, she sighed as she returned to her best. "Why didn't you mention it earlier? Where are we traveling to? And what's the meeting about?" she asked, and he leaned forward. "The resort in Varis needs more space. We need to buy more of the property surrounding the resort, but one of the owners is being stubborn. He has insisted that I speak with him myself," he said, and Evelyn looked at him, suspicion lingering in her mind. "So, you're going there to convince?"
"Precisely that.
Chim.
To sell his property to you?"
she asked, and he nodded. Remembering her parents' anniversary to be that weekend, Evelyn smiled, taking it as her perfect excuse to avoid going on the trip with him.
"To see you in action.
I have plans for.
Well, I'm sure you're going to handle that really smoothly.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to go there with you to see the weekend. I have to be somewhere important on Sunday," she said, and Derek's eyes twinkled with amusement. He could tell she was probably saying that just to avoid going on the trip with him. He relaxed back in his chair and held her gaze.
"Did you say Sunday?"
he asked, and she nodded.
"Yes.
It's very important.
I can't miss it," she repeated.
"Too bad." He had been thinking of asking her to accompany him to the anniversary party.
"Well, you don't have to worry about that. I also have somewhere I need to be on Sunday.
So, we'll leave after the close of work on Friday and return on Sunday morning.
You will be back in time for your plans," he said, and Evelyn sighed inwardly.
"I hope this isn't one of your usual antics," she said, and Derek raised a brow.
"What do you think?"
he asked, leaving her to decide whether it was a trick or NOL. She looked at him for a moment and then sighed.
"All right.
I will come prepared for the trip on Friday," she said, and Derek nodded.
"Enjoy the rest of your day,"
Derek said as he watched her rise.
"You too,"
Evelyn called back before walking out of the office. As she headed for the elevator, she quickly booked a ride, and by the time she stepped out of the building, her ride into the cab was waiting outside, and she gore Michael, who had been in his car for over 30 minutes, waiting for her to step out so he could tail her and know where she was leaving now, immediately followed her cab at a discreet distance. Michael followed her for over 30 minutes and he frowned when the cab stopped in front of a cake and coffee bakery and she alighted from it. He watched with a puzzled frown as she entered and was greeted by a young woman with red hair, whom he recognized to be Raina, Evelyn's friend from high school. Inside the bakery, Evelyn's face lit up with a genuine smile as she embraced her old friend, Raina. Raina had been one of her closest friends in high school and had been on Evelyn's bride train before she called off the wedding. Thinking about it now, Evelyn realized that Sandra had always tried to come between her friendship with Raina, and had not left room for her to be friends with anyone else. Evelyn had run into Raina some days ago while she was grocery shopping and they had agreed to meet up at Raina's bakery to catch up.
"It's so good to see you,
Eve.
You have no idea how happy I was after I ran into you the other day.
How have you been?"
Raina asked as she signaled to her waiter to serve them what she had prepared.
"I'm fine, Ray.
I see you finally got the bakery you always talked about. The place looks really nice,"
Evelyn said, looking around the bakery.
"Progress, R.
Thanks.
It's still a work in,"
Raina said, beaming with pride.
"What have you been up to, Eve?
What happened?
Why did you disappear that way?
I kept trying to reach you for some time.
Your phones were off, you deactivated your Facebook.
Even Sandy couldn't tell me anything.
It was as though you dropped off the face of the earth.
What happened? Raina asked as they were both served to glasses of iced coffee and cake slices.
Evelyn shrugged, I'm sorry. I just needed some time alone.
I wanted to clear my head, Evelyn replied, her smile tinged with a hint of sadness.
Noticing this, Raina reached across the table to touch Evelyn's hand.
Why did you really call off the wedding?
There were rumors that you called it off because you met someone else, but I don't buy any of that.
We all know how much you loved Michael.
Remember how I used to wish to have something as beautiful as what you and Michael had?
What really happened, Eve?
Raina asked, her voice gentle but curious.
Evelyn's smile faltered for a moment, as she considered confiding in Raina, but after a moment's thought, she decided not to.
Nothing really happened. I just realized I didn't love him as much as I thought. I was getting married for the wrong reasons, hence I changed my mind before I could make the mistake, she said softly.
Enough about the past. What has been going on with you?
Are you dating?
Married?
Evelyn asked, changing the subject, and Raina, seeing that Evelyn didn't want to talk about her past, decided to drop it.
My relationship status is probably the only thing that hasn't changed since you left, Raina joked.
What about you?
Raina asked and Evelyn shook her head.
Evelyn laughed.
I'm still single, she said, and for a brief moment, she thought about telling Raina about Samantha, but decided to wait until she told her father.
By the way, our class reunion is coming up soon.
They already booked the bakery for the date.
You should come, Eve.
It'll be fun to catch up with everyone, Raina said and Evelyn laughed, remembering all those faces from high school.
That I am sure of, I should definitely come.
Evelyn said and Raina nodded as they both continued to catch up.
Chapter 29. As Michael waited for Evelyn outside the bakery, he decided to give Sandra a call to while away the time since he was bored. He knew she would be happy when he told her about Derek's arrangement with Evelyn. He smiled as he dialed her line and it didn't take long for her to receive the call.
Hey, boo, Sandra greeted in a sultry voice that made him grin.
What?
He asked and she raised a brow.
Evelyn got hit by a car and she's dead.
She asked, and Michael chuckled.
You'd like that to happen, wouldn't you?
You know that would take care of all my problems, Sandra sighed, and Michael chuckled again.
Well, she isn't dead. I have my eyes on her right now.
She's hanging out with Raina at the moment, he said and Sandra frowned.
Evelyn is hanging out with Raina?
You mean that stupid bitch is hanging out with Raina when she is yet to reach out to me?
Sandra asked in disbelief.
I told you she has changed, didn't it? Michael said and she sighed.
Do you think that maybe she found out about us?
She asked with a frown.
There is no way she could have found out about us.
We've been careful all this while.
She doesn't even know her, Michael said and Sandra nodded.
You masterminded my meeting with.
You are right. I just can't understand why she is being this way, Sandra said, and seeing that she was upset, he decided to change the subject.
Well, why don't I brighten your mood?
One found out about her arrangement with Derek, he said, and Sandra perked up.
You did?
What about it?
She asked excitedly.
That's awesome, she screeched when Michael told her about meeting her in Derek's office and what Derek had told him.
Michael chuckled, yeah.
It means the universe is on our side.
Everything is going to go perfectly.
Yeah.
Are you still on her tail?
Yes.
I think this might take a while, Michael said, not looking forward to waiting on Evelyn for that long.
Don't bother with that anymore.
You can go home.
I'm going to reach out to Raina and find out what's up with Evelyn.
And now that I know Evelyn will be at Stone Corp, I think it's best I pay her a visit at the office.
If she won't come to me, I should go to her, Sandra said thoughtfully.
Michael glanced at his phone when it buzzed with an awaiting call notification, yeah.
You should do that. I have to go now. My mom is calling, he said, before hanging up Sandra's call immediately to receive his mother's call, and he drove off from there. After her call with Michael, Sandra waited for 2 hours before deciding to call Raina, since she wanted to be sure Evelyn W. would have left by then.
Hello, Ray. How are you? Sandra asked, the moment Raina received her call. Her voice was warm and friendly since she had been in touch with Raina the whole time.
Sandy? What a pleasant surprise to have you call, Raina said. She had always been the one reaching out to Sandra.
Sandra rolled her eyes.
I'm sorry I haven't been calling often. It's just that I've been really busy with work, she said apologetically.
It's fine. It's funny that Evelyn just left here and you're calling now, Raina said, and Sandra smiled, pleased with herself for her perfect timing.
Oh, she did. You won't believe that we both have not met yet because of our busy schedules, Sandra said, keeping her tone light and conversational.
Oh, really? I guess I'm lucky to have seen her before you then, Claire said with a giggle, her voice bright.
I can't believe you both met up without me.
Why do I feel left out?
Sandra said, pretending to be hurt.
Blame that on your busy schedule.
I hope you won't be too busy to attend the reunion though.
It's going to be so much fun with Evelyn in attendance this year, Raina said excitedly.
Sandra raised an eyebrow.
Evelyn said she will be at
attending the reunion?
Yes.
You're coming, right?
Raina asked, and Sandra smirked.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Especially not when my Evie will be there after all these years.
Please keep me in the loop concerning the details of the reunion, Sandra said before hanging up.
So, Evelyn was going to be at the reunion this year?
Well, she was going to make sure to teach the bitch a bitter lesson, Sandra promised herself.
Away from there, Evelyn's heart felt lighter as she stepped into her apartment, the soft click of the door behind her marking the end of a long day. The Kanabar hum of conversation drifted from the living room, and a smile tugged at her lips as she recognized the voices. She walked in to find Samantha and her stepmother, seated on the couch, their heads bent close together in animated discussion. Samantha's face lit up the moment she saw her mother.
Mommy! Look who's here! She exclaimed, scrambling off the couch and running over to Evelyn.
Evelyn stopped at
Claire. Scooped her up, hugging her tightly, her smile widening as she looked over at.
Hi, Mom.
It's so good to see you, Evelyn said warmly, her eyes meeting her stepmother's.
Claire stood, her face breaking into a gentle smile.
Hello, Evelyn.
Sorry, I stopped by unannounced.
I wanted to see Sam and drop off some stuff, Evelyn waved off the apology as she set Samantha down.
You don't have to apologize.
You're always welcome, she said as she glanced down at Samantha, who grabbed her hand and started pulling her towards the couch.
Mom, you have to see the dolls Grandma bought Met, they're amazing, she said, her eyes sparkling with excitement.
Evelyn allowed herself to be led, her curiosity piqued.
Samantha proudly displayed the dolls, each one meticulously dressed and positioned as if mid-adventure.
Evelyn's breath caught as she recognized them.
These were mine when I was your age, she said softly, reaching out to touch one.
Samantha beamed.
Really?
What are their names?
Evelyn settled next to her daughter, picking up the first doll.
This is Lily.
She was my favorite, she said, brushing a strand of the doll's hair back.
She moved to the next one, her voice gentle and filled with nostalgia.
And this is Dora.
And that one over there is Sophie.
Samantha's eyes were wide with wonder.
Wow, Mom, they're so pretty.
Thank you, Grandma, she said, turning to Claire with gratitude.
Claire smiled, her eyes twinkling with warmth.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I'm glad you like them.
Evelyn turned to her stepmom, thank you.
I totally forgot about them, she said,
genuinely happy to see her daughter P. After a few more minutes of doll-related stories, Evelyn called out to Maya. Maya, could you take Sam in to get ready for bed? I need to talk to my playing with her toys.
Mom.
Maya nodded, coming over to take Samantha's hand.
Come on, Sam.
Let's get you into your pajamas.
Samantha pouted for a moment but then smiled and followed May out of the room, clutching Lily to her chest.
Once they were alone, Evelyn turned to Claire, her expression sincere.
Thank you for coming and spending time with Samantha.
It means a lot to me.
Claire reached out, covering Evelyn's hand with her own.
It's my pleasure, Evelyn. Samantha is my grandchild after all, and I cherish every moment I get to spend with her.
Evelyn nodded, grateful.
I'm glad, I know she loves having you here.
Claire's expression softened as she rose, I have to leave now.
I was waiting to see you before I left, she said, and Evelyn rose to see her off.
As they headed outside, Claire asked Evelyn about work and they made small talk until they got to Claire's car, and her expression turned serious.
I wanted to remind you about the anniversary party on Sunday.
You haven't forgotten, have you? Claire asked as she unlocked her car.
Evelyn shook her head, no, I remember.
I'll be there.
Although I'm traveling for the weekend.
But I'll be back on Sunday in time for the party.
Claire raised an eyebrow.
Are you taking Samantha with you?
Replied.
The trip is work-related.
Sam will be home with Maya.
No Evelyn FRPL.
Well, Claire said thoughtfully, I could stop by and keep an eye on her while you're away.
If that's all right with you.
Irlen's face lit up with relief.
That would be wonderful.
1D.
Thank you.
Mom.
11:26 a.m.
Claire nodded.
Of course.
Anything for my girls.
There was a brief silence, and then Claire's expression turned more serious.
Evelyn, have you reached out to Sandy yet?
Evelyn shifted uncomfortably.
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Claire asked gently.
Did she do something to upset you?
Evelyn shook her head, not meeting her mother's gaze.
No, she didn't.
I'm just not ready to see anyone yet.
I'm still trying to settle in.
Since when did Sandy become anyone?
Claire mused.
And although she didn't buy what Evelyn had said, she nodded.
I see.
I just hope you come around soon.
Sandra misses you, she said as she got into her car.
Evelyn nodded slowly.
I'm sure she does.
I'll see her at the party, Evelyn said as she shut the door, and she waved as Claire drove off.
Evelyn took a deep breath, wondering how she would react when she eventually met Sandra again.
Would she be able to act like she knew nothing?
Chapter 30. The next day. Evelyn's found herself with an unexpected lunch break without Derek.
Derek had left for a conference meeting without needing her assistance, which meant she had a rare moment of freedom during office hours. Deciding to take advantage of it, she stepped out of Derek's office, her mind already drifting towards thoughts of a quiet cafe where she could decompress. As she closed the door behind her, she heard a familiar voice. Her steps slowed, and her heart clenched painfully.
Sandra was standing there, talking to Derek's secretary.
Evelyn's stomach tightened with a mix of surprise and dread. Although she had been expecting Sandra's visit from the moment she ran into Michael the first time and she had been bracing herself since she knew it was inevitable to see Sandra, seeing her now, she couldn't control how she felt.
Sandra's voice carried a lilting warmth.
I was hoping to catch up with Evelyn.
Is she in?
Evelyn's eyes met the secretary's, who glanced her way, and before she could respond, Sandra followed the secretary's gaze and turned, her face lit up with delight.
Ah, there she is.
Evile, she exclaimed, her smile broadening as she hurried over. As Evelyn watched her approach her with that pretentious smile, she wanted nothing but to push her down, but she couldn't. She had to control her emotions.
Way and leave,
ignore Sandra like she had done Michael, but she couldn't do that either. She wanted to turn away. She couldn't do anything just yet. She needed to see how far this sly bitch could pretend, and she wanted to gather evidence if she was going to eventually expose them. As Sandra approached and enveloped her in a bug, Evelyn stood rigid, her arms hanging uselessly at her sides. The embrace felt like an unwanted intrusion, a forced act that reopened wounds she had worked hard to close. Evelyn's body stiffened, her hands clenching into fists at her sides. Memories and emotions she had buried deep began to surge. Thoughts from 6 years ago, Sandra's mocking voice and that of Michael laughing at her, how she had been totally fooled without realizing who Sandra was, stirred a lot of negative emotions within her, and even though she wanted nothing than to slap Sandra hard in the face, and telling her she knew everything, she stood still. Sandra pulled back, her smile faltering slightly as she noticed Evelyn's cold response. I was just asking about you. I've missed you so much, Evtm. Evelyn forced a tight smile, the effort straining her facial muscles. Sandra, she acknowledged, her voice clipped. T've been expecting to see you, Evelyn said, not bothering to say anything to Sandra's earlier comment. Really? Sandra asked, even though she was doubting that in her mind. If so, why didn't you bother reaching out to me at least? It's been 6 years, Evie. Why did you cut me off? If not for Michael, I wouldn't have known you were back and working her, Sandra said, pretending to feel hurt. She knew that even though Evelyn was naive, she was no fool and would naturally know Michael had told her about her working at StoneCorp. I was trying to settle in first. You look good, she said as she put some distance between them. Sandra's eyes searched Evelyn's face, looking for a sign, any sign, that she was welcome. You visited Raina and not me, Sandra said, and when Evelyn looked at her in surprise that she knew, she shrugged. Don't look so surprised. I called Raina to catch up with her and she told me you just left then, Sandra said, but Evelyn said nothing as she wondered if Sandra and Michael were tailing her. Can we talk? I was hoping we could catch up over lunch, she said softly, her tone tinged with hope. Evelyn's heart pounded, a storm of conflicting emotions brewing within her. The anger and resentment she had bottled up for so long threatened to spill over. She swallowed hard, her throat tight. I don't see why not, seeing as you've come all the way here to see me, Evelyn said, and Sandra nodded. Sandra linked her arm through Evelyn's, guiding her toward the elevator. Thank you. I can't wait to catch up with you, Sandra said excitedly while Evelyn remained lent. As they rode the elevator down, Evelyn's mind raced as Sandra chattered endlessly about work. Evelyn stared at the numbers descending, feeling trapped. She couldn't wait for the doors to open and release her from this suffocating proximity. Coroaturl, they found a small cafe nearby. Sandra chose a quiet table by the window, and they sat down. Evelyn could feel the tension in her own lily, every mile tint with Uprave. She wanted to be anywhere but here. 11.28 a.m. Although Evelyn had been hungry earlier, she didn't have any appetite to eat in Sandra's presence, and instead, she ordered iced coffee while Sandra ordered a burger and a can of Coke. Asterisk so, where are you staying? And why are you not coming home yet? Sandra asked after they had gotten their orders. Because I have no plans of coming home. I guess you're still close to Michael, Evelyn said, watching Sandra closely. She had purposely. Why mentioned Michael, wanting to see how well Sandra could hide her claws in front of her. Trey really? Yeah. Michael was really heartbroken when you called off things. We just couldn't cut him off, you know? What happened, Evie? You were excited about marrying him. What changed? Sandra asked, and Evelyn snorted, unable to hold it. Seeing this, Sandra frowned. What did he do something? I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about something else, Evelyn said, and Sandra nodded. Okay.
Let's talk about something else. So, what's this I hear about you working at Empowered and an interview with Derek Stone? Sandra asked, and Evelyn smiled.
It's exactly as you heard, she said, suspecting that this was the reason Sandra had visited her. I'm curious about something.
How did you convince Derek to do the interview? Sandra asked and Evelyn smirked.
I don't think that's something I should be telling my rival, don't you think?
Evelyn said and Sandra's heart skipped a beat.